A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 7th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the annual IMF and World Bank meetings in Washington, D.C. And of course, we are also going to talk about Zimbabwe's state of the economy, the introduction of bond notes and other issues.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the IMF and World Bank meetings currently underway and also Zimbabwe's state of the economy.
The 2016 annual meetings of the boards of governors of the IMF and the World Bank Group are being held in Washington, D.C., and they are expected to end on Sunday. Zimbabwe is being represented by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa and Central Bank Governor John Manguja.
But the prognosis for Zimbabwe's state of the economy is very poor. The IMF says Zimbabwe will register a negative economic growth of minus 0.3% in 2016 and minus 2.5% in 2017. The cash crisis is also worsening in Zimbabwe, and the government is saying that it is going to introduce bond notes this month. Justice Minister and also Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa has said that his ministry has already or is crafting the necessary law to ensure that the bond notes are released legally this October, Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, so
we're looking forward. Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, tila watitinge tichitarisa nezwe misangano irikuno ku IMF, ku kurugui itkwa iko misangano ne magavna ne makurukota anona nezvehupfumi munyika dzepasi rino. Misangano iyi iri kutarisirwa kunge ichipera iwo nemusi wesvondo. Kuno vakamirira Zimbabwe ndiva Patrick Chinamasa, kurukota rezvehupfumi, uye governor wereserve bank of Zimbabwe Dr. John Manguja. Asi kuZimbabwe nyaya dzezvehupfumi dzinenge dzisina kumira zvakanaka. IMF iri kuti hupfumi gore rino huchatoderera zvakanyanya. Gore rinouya, zvinenge zvatonyanya kuti upfumi wacho unenge waenda kumawere. Uyewo Zimbabwe iri kuti kuedza kugadzirisa matambudziko ari munyaya dzezveupfumi iri kuparura iyo mabond notes iwo mwedzi unoyu. Tirakunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoti kudi nemamiriro akaita nyaya dzezveupfumi, Gibbs.
Yebwambe zviri kandaba lingalichona njani lapha kona kona ngapo tinai ngapa siyaphila sibili. Ye esixoxa ngakho ke lamhla umhlangano lo okukhona khona ngapha o World Bank le International Monetary Fund. Sizwile ke ukuthi umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa umphathintambo wohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezemali kuzobuya ke lo sibalikhulu we Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe uJohn Manguja bakhona emhlanganeni lowo. Babuya ke lapha eWashington ngesikhathi eZimbabwe lingani ligaqa ngamadolo. Sizwile ke iIMF sithi umnotho weZimbabwe ulakho ukuthi ungathuthuki kangako lonyaka. Bathi ke uyathuthuka ngokuyisilinganiso nje okuncane ekhulini okuyi 0.3%. Kuzobuya ukuthi ke ngomnyawo zayo uthuthuke uwehle ngokuyi -2.5%. So ke konoko ke kuzawenzakala ngesikhathi eZimbabwe mhlawumbe sesisela ama bond notes. Siyawazi ama bond notes lawo kumele afakwe emnothweni weZimbabwe ngesikhatshana nje silandelayo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani umtilitini ke Zulu asiqoqene sibone mthwazo omuhle njalo wethu.
Honguka hama wadiwa tulauti munge mchitu uzauti muriku kwa nisao ere kuwa na mariku mabanga ne uti tukunzi kwa uti wanwariku gara kwengo ya kareba waka mirira kumabanga wakuti wangi wajipo wa mari asi warukupo wa mari ino shika yu makumi mashanu ema dora gibs ya $50 ya pazua zinonzi ne waka wanda shunege shura kwa omera wa mwani kwa ititula ubadara ma school fees wa mwari ubadara ma rents ne shungwe zaka siyana asi zinu shunege shuru kufamba zaka naka asi urumende irikuti irikuyeza kutinge chi gadzirisa ichituo rimwe dambudziko riripo idambudziko rekushaya kushaikwa kwemari nekudaro tinakunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti munoona zvichibatsira here zvekuti parurwe ma bond notes vamwe vari kuti aiwa haana kusiyana nemabiera checks akamboya makore akare inflation ikaita chamuramba mhuru asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa pada rwendo runo zvinhu zvinenge zvachinja vamwe vachingoti aiwa chakachenjedza ndo chakatanga Gibbs.
Ye ngasikhangela ke okwethulwe IMF le ikhuluma ke ngomnotho womhlaba wonke jikelele kugwala lo lokuthi IMF World Economic Outlook for October 2016 ye ibikhuluma sibili lapho isithi kuzokazi leAfrica iZimbabwe ayiseyo yodwa engazani ke iyathuthuka engasozithuthuke ngemfanelo babalisa amazwe njenge South Africa kuzobuya leAngola kuzokubuya ke baphinde bekhulume isithi ongani kuyakuhlupa kakhulu ikuthi eZimbabwe ke akula i-foreign direct investment lokuthi abantu babuya bezefaka imali yabo kumnotho weZimbabwe. Kodwa sizwile ke izolo uMongameli Robert Mugabe ekhuluma esithi ke kukhona ukuthi kutshintshe umthetho lo we-indigenization ongani ungabanjwa nje ubanjwa kancane ukuze ukuthi abantu bengawesabi phela. Sikhanyazani ke sikhuluma nje abanye abantu kukhona ngapho eZimbabwe bakhona engxenye abahlezi phandle kwamabhanga badinga imali. Pero sokuthiwa ke $50 blessing umuntu angayithola kade bethola $100 kodwa akusenjalo vote.
I think we are being joined by our first guest that is a former finance minister Mr. Tendai Biti, who is also the president of the opposition the People's Democratic Party and he is a lawyer by profession. Mr. Biti, good evening.
Good evening.
We can hardly hear you, Mr. Biti.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. Now we can hear you loud and clear. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, so, Mr. Biti, it seems as if the IMF is projecting that Zimbabwe will register a negative economic growth of minus 0.3% in 2016 and minus 2.5% in 2017. Your take on this?
Well, they are correct in recognizing that we have reached red territories and that we are in the middle of a structural economic recession and that is Armageddon. So from that point of view, they are very correct. And these figures need to be contrasted with the figures that were in their report that was presented to their board on the 2nd of May 2016, where a very different optimistic picture was presented. So reality has come to dawn upon them. But for us in Zimbabwe, you and I would know that minus 0.3% is actually too high a figure. In our own calculation, the growth rate in 2016 is actually minus 3.8%. And the growth rate in 2017 will be close to minus 5.2%. And any serious economist will confirm these figures.
But is there any reason why the IMF and the World Bank should be massaging these figures?
Look, you know, at the end of the day, there's no massage. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference whether it's minus 0.3% or minus 2.2% or minus 3.8%. It's gross failure. It's unacceptable. So there's no massaging. So if something is dead, you don't say it's half dead or three-quarter dead. The Zimbabwean economy is dead.
Gibbs.
Yes. Yamuza lapha zulukandaba umnumzana ke uBiti uyakhuluma sithi ke iIMF ikhuluma okulomsobho sibili ngoba bona bakhangelela ukuthi umnotho welizwe ulakho ukuthi unciphe ngokuyi minus 3.8% ngo-2016. Kuzobuya ke u-2017 umnumzana uBiti uthi umnotho weZimbabwe ungakwa sibili ngokuyi minus 5.2%. Uthi umuntu nje wonke olengqondo ongazani wakhangela ezomnotho angakhuluma konoko uphinde wakhuluma futhi lapha sependula umbuzo ukuthi indaba iIMF ikhangelele ukuthi ilama figures amancane wasithi hayi kuyafana lokuthi loba kumbe kungabe minus 1.005% kumbe minus 50% ukuthi kuyahambelana ukuwa yikuwa nje ukhuluma kwakhe
vabiti tichitarisa iyo nyaya yezveupfumi tiri kuona vachinamasa navamangudya vari kuno kumisangano yeIMF neWorld Bank semaziri enyu misangano inowanzobatsire chii nyika yakaita seZimbabwe yekuti ine chikwereti kwaIMF chisina kubhadharwa zvii chaizvo zvinenge zvichitaurwa
musangano yemaannual meetings aya nemaspring meetings anoitwa muna April ayaya nemaAfrican Development Bank meetings anoitwa muna May every year misangano yakakosha nekuti inopa mukana kunyika dzisina mari dzakaita seZimbabwe kuti dzisangane nevane vari dzemari saka kuma spring meetings kwekwe unosangana nema development ministers nema ministers of finance enyika dzepasi rose wosangana zve nevakuru vema institutions ane mari akafanana na World Bank nana IMF nana IFC my important institutions but my institutions aya hadi kunyeperwa my institutions aya hadi kubatwa kumeso my institutions aya anoda genuine reform so chinamasa paakauya muna 2014 vakambomuterera kunyanya nyanya paakaenda kulima gore rakapera almost a year ago musi wa 8 October last year ma meeting aya paakaitirwa kulima Peru vakamuterera paaita rodo anotichazoita reform but after 4 November pavakataura kuti vari kudzodza bond note pavakatanga kurova vanhu pavakatanga kuba mari yeku iri kumari yeku reserve bank pachiita cash shortage hapasina munhu anomutora seriously so right now ari kungofambawo zvake sekachongwe kabundurwa kari kungohukura kunge imbwa ine rabbits he is not going to get anything but at a certain point vakambomutora seriously except United States of America United States of America was the only country right aya matsotsi makororo vanhu vezanu PF they were not fooled but iko zvino izvi this was a very short trip for him and a very useless trip for him because nobody takes him seriously after 4 May 2016
Thank you, Mr. Biti. Though Mr. Chinamasa remains honorable, let's treat him as such.
Yeah, I think we've got our second guest, and that was Mr. Masimba Kuchera. He's an economic commentator. Hey, Mr. Kuchera, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you and the listeners.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we hear that the IMF is saying that Zimbabwe is going to record some negative growth in 2016, and precisely about 0.3%, and then in 2017, minus 2.5%. So what is your reaction to that?
Well, there are two things. I think that the IMF has decided to be a bit conservative in terms of calculation of that growth. But also, you should also look at the effects that there is no economic activity happening in this country. Production is at a standstill. Companies are closing. We are importing far more than we are exporting, which is usually a sign that we are unable to do things on our own. So clearly this is where the problems are, and as a result of that, the economy cannot develop. The only two things I think, and I will agree, that still are powering the Zimbabwean economy is beer and airtime. And so of that, you can't be able to do a lot.
So, ungathi ke nxa usukhangele kwenziwa kwini ukuthi umnotho uzancipha kangaka?
Ubangelwa yikuthi akula production enzakalayo. Akuna mafekthali avuliweyo uzabona ukuthi ngizothi i-Newzealand still ayisavuli ngizothi ama-companies amaningi avaliwe so sitsho ukuthi akula e-production enzakala but hey sikhuluma seze nje sithenga okuningi kakhulu okwedlula esikuthengisayo so sitsho nga ungabona into enjalo yenzakala umnotho uyawusibona ukuthi akula activity ekhona so yilo udubo esilalo kathesi enibona njengami uhulumende ukhona kathesi ala macebo ukuthi avuselele i-industry so sizaba khona kuposition esikiyo kumbe wes ngo-2017 nxa kuyo ukuthi uhulumende kaabinanga ongamacebo othi i-economy ifuke.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke ubamba ucingo kolapho. Ecingweni lapha-ke silomnumzana uNdebele ukhona ngale-ke e-Country Park kobulawayo. Baba Ndebele, ungawutshona njani? Ye, ngicela usondele efonini kancane. Angikuzwa kuhle Ndebele.
Yebo, sawona baba.
Ye, kunjani mntu omdala?
Hayi, ngiyaphila mfana kithi.
Ye, susehlelweni khonapho-ke phosela khoba.
Yebo bamba, hayi ngiyizwa baba. Mina ngibona ngani uhulumende wakithi ngani kule problem ekhona ngokubona kwami. Iproblem yaqalela nxa ngingaphambani zimbonani iqalele khona lokobo 92. Uhulumende waba lo mcabango bethi waba lobuchopho obungananzeleliyo eqilwa ngabanye abantu besifika sayinele i-SAP. Bona lapho oqalisela khona iproblem wonke lokho esikhangelene ngakho kathesi yizithelo zika-1992 i-SAP nalena ngoba yathi yaba khona waqalisa ukuvala amakhampani avala amakhampani kuzobe namhlanje lokhu evala abantu ba-retrentshwa iminyaka yonke okukhombisa ukuthi ibuya ngabukhona elizweni. Umbuzo wami uthi wona njengoba kusiza ama-bond note ufakazi ukuthi ngasisela mali le besiyisebenzisa siza mhlawumbe sizaphela kanti kula ma-diamonds lawana ayengale emashonaland ngale ethiyazwa esizwa kuthiwa khona kwaba le 16 billion engabonakaliyo uhulumende uthule zwi ngayo limali imali engaka kodwa umuntu otshontsha i-2000 nge-fraud adikiswa ngamapolisa lapho aduchuzwe kube nzima uhulumende uthulelene ngemali engaka engabonakaliyo. Uyabona Dube, ibhiliyoni mna wami ebantwini beZimbabwe la seyi-roughly siyi-30 million. Ukhulumende angathatha ibhiliyoni eyodwa kuphela athi umuntu omunye owezimbabwe amnike 3 million kuyasala i-change ku-1 billion izimbabwe yonke sithole 3 million each person manje usuyakhangela i-16 billion engabonakaliyo kambe ngabe ilizwe lingaphi namuhla ngabe kasikhulume ngamabhondi kodwa-ke umbuzo wami yikuthi abama-opposition party naye uhulumende wethu lowo bathulelene ngemali engaka engabonakaliyo shiwo ngani kukhulunywa ngani kuthiwa kukhulunywa nge-2 cents uthini uhulumende ngayo seze sama-bond notes ingaphi leyo mali ibuye izonceda ilizwe uhulumende uthuleleni ngayo nxa kuliqiniso kulapho endilo mbuzo wami khona ngani angikuzwisisi khonapho.
Ye, ujayise konkosweni sibili. Hayi, sibongela kakhulu eNdebele baba. Yeah, that was Mr. Ndebele. He's our usual caller, you know. He's always calling from Country Park and has got many points, you know, whenever he comes on shore. So now he's really saying that Zimbabwe is in serious problems because of ESAP. He says 1992 was the time when ESAP was actually introduced. And he says at the end of the day, it caused all these problems. He says what we are seeing today is because of ESAP. And went further to say that bond notes are coming. So now, since they are on their way, you know, he's worried that maybe they're not going to work properly. And then he says, where are the diamonds? You know, and the $15 billion that actually allegedly disappeared in Zimbabwe. He says the opposition is quiet about it And the government is also quiet about it. It seems as if the government only lost 1 cent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he says somebody must be accountable somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He says if Blessing steals about 2,000, I'm not saying that you are a thief, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if Blessing steals about $2,000,
allegedly,
yeah, you know, he gets arrested there and there. But the people that stole the diamonds are not being arrested. He says the opposition is weak, is not talking about it, and then the government too is not talking about it. That's a big question, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think, to be fair to the opposition, they did raise the issue.
I guess Mr. Bidi is going to...
Yes.
You have to, you know.
But before we go to our next caller, let's just go back to Mr. Bidi briefly and say, Mr. Bidi, talking about the bond notes, Mr. Mnangagwa is saying that the country cannot develop if it does not have its own currency. What is wrong with introducing the bond notes?
Yeah, for a man of Mr. Mnangagwa's stature, with his legendary thirst for power, I think to make those remarks is very illiterate and very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
By now, Emmerson Mnangagwa should know that a national currency is a product of the strength of that economy.
Mm-hmm.
A national currency is a relation between your capacity to produce and the currency. And more particularly, a national currency is a relationship between your exports and your imports. Now, in Zimbabwe, there is massive deindustrialization. We are not producing. We started talking about the figures from the IMF, which are confirming that we are not producing. In fact, we are in negative production territory, minus 0.3%, minus 2.5%, to some of us, minus 3.8%. So we are not producing. And because we are not producing, we can't export. So our current account deficit right now is 15%. Of gross domestic product. The ratio of our imports to exports is 3:1. That means that for every dollar that goes out, for every dollar that comes in as export earnings, $3 are going out as imports. So we don't have the economy to support a currency. So we'll go back to where we were in 2008, where we all ended up being billionaires and quintillionaires and zillionaires, but the zillions couldn't buy you a bottle of Coke. If you go to Zambia right now, the kwacha is on an unmitigated downward spiral because their current account has collapsed. It has collapsed because the international prices of the one commodity that they export, copper, has collapsed. If you go to Nigeria right now, the naira is on a downward slide because oil which they produce has been on a downward slide and has put pressure on the currency. Now we are talking of Zimbabwe, which doesn't have any economy to talk about. To think of introducing a currency when you don't have foreign currency reserves, you don't have gold reserves, you don't have output, is actually insanity. It's as good as picking up leaves in your garden and then suddenly calling them money and then suddenly calling them equivalent to US $1 is insanity unmitigated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and talking about that, maybe as a follow-up, the government is saying that the bond will be 1:1 with the US dollar. Your take on that?
How does that happen? How does that happen? We don't have an economy that can support any currency. And remember, exchange rates, you don't just wake up on the wrong side of your bed and suddenly say, this currency is equivalent to that one. It doesn't happen. This is economics. This is pure, pure, pure science. Not kurotomoka, not kuenda kunganga, kwa jaira. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't work like that.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Okay.
Tina Mkoma Steven, Parunari. Magadi Mkoma Steven.
Magadi Mkoma Jonga.
And Mkoma Blessing Mkoma Jonga. Waruga Tatu Chega Chega pa Diaspora Forum.
All right.
Taura itinzwe. Nasutara nyaze marine upfumi.
Mgoma panya ema raba kama ema bond kwenzi kunyazo ema bond nazi ya iite ema mungu kwa wajua kwa dienda kunyazo mbunda jaja kwa fung akanyazo na kuuza hicho kwa diga ano kudeta zaru kudeta zaji iite enda kunyazo zeta zito iite nazi jaga yezo na biitika ikolo mieni kaya yakange jiri nani bosi amuendo jaga wakangwa nuno kwa Afrika fungwa ndi tiki taka tishito taka tishito wa believe wa na tishita yasunga ngo iite. Saka nyaengo ripo ndiye kuti vakomana vaza kuramba vane simba vachiramba vane simba zvikuita ma bond noti vakauya vanenge vakutorera vanhu mari dzavo dzavainadzo saka vanenge vakunyatsokwanisa kunyatsotonga vanhu ka mozati munhu anotongeka kana ane nzara bodzi chienda asina kana chinhu hatina kana sendi hatine chii saka vanenge vangoita zvavanoda nesu vachiti kana vakatiti zvoni vakada kuti unganidza kuti vaite musangana nesu vanongoti food for work voti vabhagidzire chibaki 3-5 pamwedzi wese saka zvavo vati vakwanisa kuti unganidza vachikwanisa kutaura zvavanoda zvemusangano wavo wezano saka nyaya yamabhondi ikai haitoite bodza nyika yedu is producing nothing zvekunzi nyika inorarama isina karenti namibia yakararama isina karenti ichinoita ka South African rand but yakanga ine ikonomi yayo yainge ichiita vachigadzisa zvinhu zvavo plus hurumende yedu haitsatsike uyezve vanokwanisa kuti IMF kana kada kudzora moyo neWorld Bank kuti ivape mari vanokwanisa kuvharisa mari iyo nevanokwanisa kuvharisa nekuti hurumende ichauya ichangoomerwa toona kunge yange ichitinyebera but ichange ine zvikwereti saka vanenge vachitangira mugomba pavanofushira gomba riye kuti chizove churu yatonguva.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Steven.
Alright, mukoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard, I think, from Steven there in South Africa.
Yes.
Loud and clear. He is against the introduction of the bond notes, saying that apart from causing problems for this current generation, you know, governments that will follow, you know, will be having a huge deficit, and he's saying this is far-reaching implications. Gibbs.
Now let's turn to Mr. Kuchera. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Now you heard Mr. Ndebele calling from Country Park, and he was complaining bitterly, you know, about the $15 billion that actually disappeared in Zimbabwe. We know the president said it. He said $15 billion cannot be accounted for. So, according to Mr. Ndebele, now the opposition and the current government are not doing anything to find the money. So he's very concerned. Are you not concerned too?
Well, we are concerned. I'm not sure that the opposition can do much. Tendai, being a member of the opposition, he will tell us what they've been doing to look at money. But I can tell you that what has been happening is that the president presided over the loss of that $15 billion. Of course, it's a cumulative amount that was lost over a number of years, but the president presided over that. And his government knows where the money is. I don't think they even have to look for the money. They simply have to call those who took the money, bring them to book, and ask them to pay back what they stole from the Zimbabwean people. The concern that I have, and we had the president also saying that he's concerned about corruption and they are trying to do their best to deal with corruption, that can never be as far from the truth as it could be, because the president knows those who are corrupt and he keeps them. He actually rewards corruption. And so we will lose, and we are continuously losing money as we speak in all sectors of the economy due to the president not wanting to crack the whip and on corrupt officials, due to the president not wanting to also be exposed to these corrupt deals. So the situation that we have is that we have, especially on the issue of corruption, a CEO who's unable to tell the Zimbabweans the truth, a CEO who is unable or unwilling or both to ensure that those who are corrupt amongst these several bootlickers are arrested and brought to book. You cannot have a country that loses such money and no one has even been taken to the court. We have not heard of any forensic audit that is being done or that the government is even planning on doing. So it's a sad situation, but we know where it all stops. The buck stops with the person on the top, with the person on at the apex, and that should be the president. We should be asking him where that money is. But I think if Tendai can and the other team within the opposition can also find it, they can also bring it back to the Zimbabwe.
Mr. Bidi, what's your take on what Mr. Ndebele said and exactly what Mr. Kuchera was saying right now?
Look, you remember that when I was in government as finance minister, I began to sound like a broken record on the issue of diamonds. I would raise the issue of diamonds literally and virtually every week with President Mugabe and with Obed Mpofu. And I used to raise a number of issues with so many people, with so many other ministers and other institutions, including the RBZ. I used to go to the president and make complaints. The only person, if I made a complaint against anyone, President Mugabe, this habit of calling that person and asking you to repeat what you had told him in the other person's presence, which I thought was a good thing because then you couldn't do makua. But the only person that he never summoned for me to repeat what I used to tell him, and what I used to tell him is this, and I'm sure if Obed Mpofu is listening, he can challenge me if I'm not telling the truth. I used to say Obed Mpofu is a thief. He's stealing diamonds. But not a single day was Obed Mpofu summoned by the president. So I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that President Mugabe and Obed Mpofu must be held to account vis-a-vis our diamonds. The other person who needed to be held to account was the then Minister of Defense, Emmerson Mnangagwa, because he kept on shielding a Chinese company called Anjin. At least with Mbada, we were a 50% shareholder, and once in a while, they used to make some dividend contributions to the government. But with Anjin, we were told that the army was in a partnership with Anjin, but we didn't know the extent of the shareholding. And Anjin never accounted to the government of Zimbabwe. Yet it was the biggest, it is the biggest mining operation in Zimbabwe. So on the way forward, what should be done right now is that the Zimbabwean government must set up a commission of inquiry, which will have as its members a reputable international accounting firm that will be able to trace the audit trial of our diamonds to the shed circles where they were stolen, particularly in Dubai, particularly in Israel, particularly in Shanghai, then of course later on in Antwerp. And the good thing about money is that it leaves a trace. So even if it doesn't happen in the next few years when ZANU-PF is in office, it will happen maybe 5 years from now, maybe 2 years, because the audit trail of money doesn't disappear. Who doesn't know that Robert Mutlanga has bought virtually half of Durban in the Western Coast from our diamonds? Who doesn't know of the mansions that have been bought in Cape Town? Who doesn't know of the mansions that have been bought in Shanghai, in Dubai, in Malaysia, and in the south of France from our Zimbabwean diamonds? An international NGO, Global Witness, used to disclose these things. These things are on their website. When I was finance minister, one of the Kimberley process certification certifiers, a Belgian citizen called Mark Postal, used to give me documents which I used to take to President Mugabe to say, President Mugabe, these are the companies, the layers of companies that are stealing Zimbabwean diamonds, and everyone, everything fell on deaf ears. Thank God, because he's now old, he had a fraudulent slip and let it out that $15 billion was stolen. So it's now up to Zimbabweans to demand the setting up of that commission of inquiry to investigate where the money is. Simple.
Thank you so much. Regatende kuna mkoma Elvis. Makadi mkoma Elvis.
Azimba, makazimba ere baba.
Aiwa, tiripo, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu nemamiriro akaita hupfumai.
Babata tongwa nemagora.
Mhm. Asi mukoma mukoma Elvis.
Ngai ngoti kana honde yakauyaka hwina kwafunga kuti iwo ndiwakahwina vari vega chete.
Mukoma Elvis dzorai volume ye radio yenyu yakuita maungira.
Kwakungofunga kuti iwo kurwa kwakaita honde kuti izohwinike vakahwina vari vega.
Mhm.
Ane muruzona. Zvadaro so takuchitoke handei pasi tiri tigadzisana nezvinhu haadi futi tigare pasi taurirana now. The second thing they would is that kuti vanhu vapiwe mayouth avo anga ari mabanks handitika iwo isa bond rautozoya toritenga tafunga kuti tinenge riri right. Ane mukuona because as subaseka kuti unotaura kuti nenda isa mari then mangwana vakundibepa sezvataurwa naprofessor awanguwo ameno ndibitiri hanchanzuzi yanga angachitaura manje apo
ndavabiti ehe
yebo wochita kuti isusu tobvisa mayouth edu anenge ari munzvimbo iyoyo woisa mabond bank seatoatenga mabondi yotochita zvatoda nawo.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing ndeyekuti ndinonyanyosora mazimbabwe tese zvatakaita in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Mukomana kana yari yebiti futi vatotaura nezvake iya anenge akamhinga taura nenyaya kuti why can't you just use the rand one way.
Mm-hmm.
Because handifungi kuti pane vanhu vari muzimbabwe vari kuenda kuunited states of america vachinotenga chingwa vachinotenga usawi vachinotenga zvinhu mabasics avo from America.
Mm-hmm.
Now it means to me we are using someone else's money which mm-hmm. is who is very far away from us, which mm-hmm. means we also have to depend heavily on traveling there. Wabona?
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe if we could use the rand it was an easy access to almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike a situation where you tell me oh America, I haven't been to America myself.
Mara ina basa naizvozvo manje mukoma Elvis.
Anomugona.
Mukoma Elvis.
Zvakadii kuti wobvisira marandi, one wobvisira mayusa on bank. Two, isa yenyu randi zvongopera.
Mhm.
Aiwa. Anomugona. Ngozi. Sorry.
Pedza yenyu.
Taurai zvimbaba. Taurai baba.
Aiwa, taurai yenyu mupedzise mukoma Elvis.
Okay. Nyaenda nefu ndeyekuti wakoma nawo anenge achinzi ndiana finance minister zvavo isitoziva china masa ari minister of justice izvozvo handika.
Mm-hmm.
Anongoiswa ipapo asingazive the nitty gritty ye finance.
Mm-hmm.
Saka ari kuita nezveiko ipapo.
Mm-hmm.
Munoona muzimbabwe zvamunotaura zvanzizvo mune vanhu vakadzidza ka.
Mm-hmm.
Azvisiro kuti ivo maministers aya ndivakadzidza chete otherwise maminista tikanyatsozotarisa manjika vamwe vacho vanenge vasambonyatsodzidza zvakanyatsokwana kuna vamwe vanhu vanenge vachizi vadzidza muzimbabwe macho imomo zvoutoti taitogona kutobuda nechimwe chinhu chitori nani kupfuura zvavari kuita vari pakare pamasiti iwawo.
Mm-hmm.
Chakuita ndechekuti wanotora mari woenda nadzo mumalaysia wonovaka dzimba dziri pasemvura.
Mm-hmm.
Kuti sazovaone zvachose kana kuri kuti vanenge vadzidza pene mari dzemadiamonds. Munhu akapiwa raiti yekuti amaine madiamonds munonzi mucheyadzo handitika.
Mm-hmm.
Ari kutadza kudira mvura cheche yekuti vamwe vanhu vari munzvimbo iyo vararame zvakanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Isusu mazimbabwe ndizaanyatsokutaurira chinhu chimwe chete hatina mwoyo wakanaka ba tine mwoyo wakashata fani iko zvinhu zvavanenge vachitarisa kuti vanhu vaya vafe nedhasi ravanenge vachirima vachiwana mari yavo wega vakare vanhu vacho vaigara pakare futi vanomupiwa kana one compensation kuti vanzi vararamewo zvakanaka asi izvinhu zvakabuda munzvimbo mavo.
Aiwa,
tinoreva chinhu izvozvo.
Tinotenda mukoma Elvis.
Hakumana zviri kugumburwa mana iko zvi ndiri kudhraivha mausiku hanimuruza here.
Mm-hmm.
Ende marwadziro azoita kuti udhraivha mausiku une hope kuti ukwanise kuraramisa mhuri iyoyo wapedza wapedza wanobirwa wapedza wanzi aiwa tida kukupa mabond notes zvinotaura chinhu here izvozvo.
Aiwa
mapenzo niwo wangu avabve ipapo havasiziva zvavari kuita.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elvis.
Babai.
Tinotenda. You heard there from Elvis, but I think one point that he was trying to raise was is it not possible for Zimbabwe to join the Rand Union like some countries in southern Africa? I think he's also very clear that he does not support the introduction of the bond notes, Gibbs.
Now, let's go to Mr. Bidi. What will it take for Zimbabwe to actually join the Rand Monetary Region?
Yeah, the Rand Monetary Union is an option that I put forward to the Zimbabwean government in 2010. And ironically, President Mugabe and other people that are now pushing the return of bond notes strongly objected to it. They strongly objected to me introducing the Rand note, sorry, joining the Rand Monetary Union.
Mm-hmm.
And introducing the Rand because it made sense joining the Rand Monetary Union. After all, South Africa is our biggest trading partner. And 56% of our exports are from South Africa. But now it's no longer possible. It's no longer possible to join the Rand Monetary Union. Zimbabwe's economy is now suffering such huge and major disequilibria. If you look at the figures, if you look at all our macroeconomic figures, the growth rate, the debt ratios, the levels of the interest rates, the levels of inflation. So we have created a situation where South Africa itself will refuse, the Rand Monetary Union itself and its members, who include Namibia, Lesotho, and Swaziland, will refuse, because allowing Zimbabwe to join the Rand Monetary Union amounts to an importation into the Rand Monetary Union of our problems. And one thing that economists have learned after the collapse, after the global economic crisis and the collapse in particular of the Greek economy, that it's not sufficient to have a monetary union. Remember, the Rand Monetary Union is a monetary union. You also need convergence on fiscal issues. And if you don't have convergence on both monetary and fiscal issues, you have a problem. So the lesson of Europe, the lesson of Greece, will make it impossible now for Zimbabwe to join the Rand Monetary Union. The South Africans and everyone else will refuse Zimbabwe to export its horrible disequilibrium into the region. So it's not going to happen.
And Mr. Kuchera?
Yeah, look, I think that it was going to be the best idea to join the Rand Monetary Union. But you should also understand that our country relies on sovereignty, independence, autonomy. And joining the Rand Monetary Union, to those who are objecting, would have meant foregoing these sacred values. We would not probably have been as independent in terms of monetary policy. We would not be very sovereign. So, you see, these values that this government relies on for whipping people into line, these things of independence and so on, I think is what blocked it in 2010. And I don't think it's something that is even on their table now, because then joining a Rand Monetary Union means that you need to be disciplined to a certain point, which this government is not. It means that you need to do things in a certain way, which this government will not agree to do, simply because for them they do not want to be told what to do, even if what they are being told is for their own good and their own survival. So for those political reasons, the Rand Monetary Union, although that would have been the best, will not happen. This is why even the idea of the bond note came in. The issue of the problem in this government is obsessed with control. They want to control everything. That's why you see that in all sectors, the government wants to be there and to control, even where it's not necessary, even where it is costly for them. So this idea of the bond note is to control money supply, to control a number of sectors. So without that obsession with control, then we would have moved forward. But this government will not make that happen because of its obsession with control and wanting to be seen to be the ones who are doing everything.
Thank you so much.
Whatever they are touching now is turning to dust very quickly. Suffice it to say that this economy, when we had the 2013 election, this economy seemed to have been picking up. It seemed to have been on a good trajectory. I was actually surprised that, for once, the two lawyers, TLBT and Patrick Chinamasa, were now agreeing in terms of what Chinamasa saw at the finance ministry to say that this government, this economy is not operating in the same way. He started even complaining about the mines, dividends coming from the mines. And it was a bit surprising because these were the same guys who were defending Mbada. And when then Chidamasa was failing to get money to pay civil servants, to pay the things that he needed to pay, he then realized what Tendai was trying to say. So at least there was a bit of seeing sense. But I think it's now too late for this government to turn back. So we are probably going to be in this situation, this very precarious situation for some time.
Thank you so much. Regai tiende kuna va signoro, makadi.
Vadi kwa ikoko.
Aiwa, kuno kuri nani, zvako kuri sei ikoko.
Tiri ngotatarika iwe nzvimbo isiri yako inonetsa kugara.
Aiwa, hanzi kurembera kuri nani pane kudonhaka.
Tagona kudzokerawo kumusha pati zviri kuramba. Ndombotanga hangu nokutaura baba.
Taura izvo chitinzo.
Takapindana nechirongwa chainzi Isaro. Vakatipa tsumo dzekuti mvura terami. Yobhongo kere kana mvura bhongo kuti ndiyo terami. Tingakuti ndo zvirongwa zvatiri kuziya kuti ndo zvakapinda. Kuti tiedze kugadzisa upfumi hwedu. Hazvina kana chakazotaurwa kunzi yafoirira apa. Kana kuti zvazokundikana apa. Saka uyazve kamwe kachirongwa kakapinda mumasure meSAP. Hakanazve akataura kuti kazofoira apa kana kuti chakadzwa nechichi. Doko zopinda mabhera cheki. Mabhera cheki, mabhera notes.
Mabhera cheks.
Mabhera cheki. Ana chaka tibadara. Imanguwa kana haka badara, kana haka pundu chaka pundu za washo mashoma. Vanoe ndo zwewa akuronga. Nasuno ninyaye mabondi notes. Toti isu. Ko, wonde ichi maringa za yaka ruiwa. Shua, wonde chumenzi wonde kuparaza naika. Zvayaka paradza nyika yeZimbabwe hazvina kumbosvika pakuparara kwayazoita nhasi. Kuona kwedu kwatiri kunyatsoona chaiko chaiko. Nyika yazoparara yezvino. Zvino tochiti zvese zvirongwa zvokubvira paIsrael nezvakazoteera nezvemabhera cheki. Nhasi kwakuti mabhodhi toramba tichipururudza here kuti zvichanaka. Zvachanakira zvichanakira ani izvo zvasvika pakadai. Kwaizvo zvakambodiwo kutiwo vari kuronga mabhondi notsi kana kuti ivo mudharaja ivo. Mubo waisi opa inda zitu guwapo midzunzo. Tiyatu nzwa from the host now. Kubaku wambu kwa zakaitu anu kuzo shika. Wapinde zempawa ya jemu ino wa shiki promisa nezu mapasa kubito na 2 million. 2 million wa jobs haka kiretu. Haka mbo kiretu kwa gore ritu kubara tukipida mu independence. Saka tura rami kwa nende ima heresi nungu yamba shungu taoru wa shungu uchila chiti nukuburuzo. Isi taka senza, zimungu wa chiri kusenza underestimate regime. Apartheid regime. Asi waitora kunomira murai report office kuchibenga ka $5. Kubenga kwete kudrowa. Zvino nhasi wakuenda kunomira murai rebengi raunoswera urimo usina kutaunowana futi. Wofumodzokera zvemangwana kusvika mazuva matatu akwana kuti uwane $50. Taenda kumawere wakomana. Handi kungoti pane chinobuda. Apa yabopwa nekumuswa hakuna kwazvinomboenda kana bichana kungosoro chorodai kutyora muswe kana kudii haimuke mombe yakadaro hazvichaita.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru sinyoro.
Mazvita henyu.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Yeah,
from senior and easy rich languages. But essentially saying that, you know, if you look at the history of ZANU-PF in terms of managing the economy, it has failed, and he does not think that it will be able to resuscitate the economy. It has failed, it has failed. That's what Signoro thinks.
Now, let's go back to Mr. Bidi. So, Mr. Bidi, there are two issues here, very fast on them. The 2 million jobs that were promised by ZANU-PF, now what's the way going forward? And then the other thing is on the IMF and the World Bank. You know, what will it take for Zimbabwe to ultimately get loans or lines of credit from these two institutions? So very quick on those two points.
Yeah, the first one is that to get jobs in Zimbabwe, the government will have to undergo major reforms to attract foreign direct investment here, to attract overseas development assistance here, and of course, most importantly, to deal with the debt crisis
so that we are able to access cheap flows of money from the IFIs, in particular the World Bank, the African Development Bank, and of course the IMF itself. So you need real deep-seated reforms. Some of the reforms include public sector wage bill. The ghost workers that are now 550,000, a lot of them have to go so that genuine civil servants remain. Number two, the Indigenization Empowerment Act simply has to be repealed. Number three, state enterprises, many of which are busy feeding traps for ZANU-PF and the children or sons-in-law of ZANU-PF, simply must go. Number four, there must be sanity in the mining sector, in particular around our diamonds. Number six, we must resolve the land question and the agriculture question so that the land can become collateral and not cows and goats, as the president was proposing yesterday, which is so foolish. So a number of structural reforms need to be done in order to create jobs. But I want to tell you something. We are in a recession, which is fast heading towards an economic depression. When you are in a recession or when you are in a depression, there is a certain type of economics which you have to do. John Maynard Keynes wrote about it many years ago, and President Roosevelt implemented it during the New Deal. You can construct your way out of that crisis, but constructing your way means you require resources, you require money, and there is no one in the world at the present moment in time who will lend money or give money to ZANU-PF. So you are back to the fundamental thing. It is politics that is supporting our economy, and we have to deal with politics. We have to change, and that's the fundamental reality. I come to the World Bank and the IMF. It's quite clear that the Lima process has failed and failed disastrously. So it means that both the World Bank, the IMF, have to go to the drawing board. The Zimbabwean government has to go back to the drawing board. In my opinion, it was never going to make sense. Patrick Chinamasa's program was never going to make sense. How do you borrow $1.1 billion from Peter in order to pay James in the form of the World Bank so that you can get more money from from James at the World Bank? It doesn't make sense. But there is a program which is tried and tested, which have been used by every country on the African continent and in Latin America and in Southeast Asia, which is HIPIC, the Highly Indebted Poor Program. And HIPIC simply means that you go through a program with IMF called the Staff Monitor Program. And this program requires you to attend to strict reforms. When you go through strict reforms and you create what is called a track record, you go to what is called decision point. There, they will look at you and mark you. They'll give you marks. They will ask you, have you passed an upper tier SMP? If you have passed an upper tier SMP, your debt, 67% of your debts will be cancelled and forgiven. That is what Malawi has gone through. That is what Zambia has gone through. That is what Ghana has gone through. That is what all other African countries have gone through. Then you then go to what is called a completion point. A completion point, they liquidate the remaining 33%. Now, ZANU is not interested in going through HIPIC, because when you go through HIPIC, Pato, it's not just an economic program. They also look at your governance issue. Are you beating up people? Where is Itai Zamara? Are you banning demos? And if you are banned, if your human rights record is not good, you will not pass. So ZANU is avoiding HIPIC because it can't pass HIPIC because it's a murderous government. So the solution is very simple. We need a new government, and that government must implement HIPIC. That's why some of us are proposing the NTA, because a fresh pair of hands that can be trusted can move our country forward. Not Chinamasa, not every other acolyte and cretin in ZANU-PF. It will not happen. ZANU can run us for 100 years. They will never be able to run this economy. Impossible. Nada.
Thank you.
But maybe going back to the issue of HIPIC, Mr. Biti, there are some in government who are saying that they were told by the IMF that Zimbabwe does not qualify because it has the resources.
That's a fiction. You know, if when you want to do HIPIC, it's science. So allow me to speak science here. There are two factors that are that matter. Number one is the net present value of your debt to GDP. you must meet a threshold of 50%. So if your debt is above 50%, you qualify. So even if you go to that report, you were saying the IMF is saying that our growth rate is minus 0.3. You actually see that that report put our debt at 56% of GDP. So we qualify. Mm-hmm. Then you go to exports. That's the other index. With exports now, your exports must have a threshold of 100%. So if the net present value of your exports to GDP is 100%, you qualify. Now our exports are a mere $3 billion. Our GDP is $13 billion or $12 billion, or even if you use $10 billion. If you use $10 billion, the net present value of our exports to GDP is 149%. If you use $13 billion, it's 210%. So we over-qualify. It's a technical thing. It's science. The net present value of debt to exports, the net present value of debt to exports, we qualify. So the IMF hasn't told them that. They were just looking for excuses of avoiding HIPC, and that is fact. Yes.
Mm. So now, I think we've got a caller, or that caller we've taken in.
Tina, I think Tina Vamuka. Magadi Vamuka.
Vamuka.
Vamuka. Okay.
Vamuka. Ajinofara angu Magadi ni Mkomazulu.
Aywa, dirina adi angu. Tipe upungwa zenyu.
Urumende Zimbabwe, urumende isinga tereri, isinga di kujiza, ndosho kutanga. Munozwa pa kuma late 80s, paka the Willow Bill scandal. Hapana kana munhu wani wakapinda mujere nokuda kwe Willowville scandal iyoyo. Pakauya ye GMB scandal yeku GMB, hapana wakapinda mujere. Pakauya Minister of National Housing haina wakapinda mujere. Pakauya Nikozim haina wakapinda mujere. Right, musure meizozo hurumende inoti ikafunga zvayafunga haidi kuteerera mwe haidzokeri sure kana kuti kuda vanonyara kutaura kuti ifunga haisiriyo haisi fungwa yakanaka. Chechipiri ndingachokupedzisira hangu nhau yemari dzavanhu da kubudisa idzi idzi imari vanoda kuti vaite madiro ajojina okungoti vongogadzira mari vachipa vanhu hazvinei kuti dzagadzikwa kupi vachipa vanhu kuti varove vabereki vavo pa-2018 ndo nhau yava kugadzirirwa iyoyo. Ndokusaka vana vamunangagwa vava kuita bishi kugadzira mutemo wemari yauya nezuro. Mitemo yakanguva yagadzigwa 2013 yakasainigwa 2013 nanhasi haina kana kungobatwa. Basa ravo muofisi nderei? Ndo nhau iyi inondirwadza iyoyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vamuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda. Gibbs.
Now I think we lost Mr. Kuchera. Let's go back to Mr. Biddy. So Mr. Biddy, with everything said and done, you know, in today's live talk, do you think really that Zimbabwe is going to benefit from the IMF and World Bank meetings?
Yes, look, the IMF and the World Bank are friends of Zimbabwe, and they can help Zimbabwe. But the IMF in particular was so naive that it blindly supported this regime to the extent of, in some cases, actually bending figures. But they've gotten to a stage where they've realized that this government can't be helped. So now if you look at the statements that are coming from Gary Price, their spokesman, a few blocks from you guys in Pennsylvania Street, you will see that they are now toughening up, but these guys are rogues. It's not possible to have reformers, to have reforms without reformers, and there's no reformer in ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. But in a future dispensation, the IMF and the World Bank are useful allies to any developing country that has got debt, that has got developed challenges. So, yes, at some stage, they are going to play a critical role in our country.
Thank you, Mr. Biddy.
Therefore, we need to maintain ties with them.
Thank you so much for your time. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. And we end it here. We want to thank our guests, Mr. Tendai Biddy, former finance minister, Mr. Masimba Kuchera, economic analyst, and also our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, have a lovely weekend.